Here we go.
New parak, the fifth parak of Shviyas, Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, Kerem Shochara. Okay? So the basic ideas here are going to go very fast, but we can spend some time so that we can absorb exactly what's going on over here. So Kerem Shochara, this is you have a vineyard which was destroyed. It means it was destroyed in general, that there's all kind of issues that happen in this vineyard. So that there are various vines all throughout the vineyard that got, you know, that got uprooted or whatever. So it says, "Im yeshbal alakid esek fun lebeisah." If there are 10 vines in a beisah, unatuos kehalchasan, and they're planted according to the configuration of a vineyard, which we've said already is 2-2 and 1 tail, hareza nikra kerem dal. That's already called a kerem dal. In other words, like this. So if you have an area, it says in the footnote, I think it's, just 1 second. Just hold on a second. What I mean to say is like this. It was a chazonish. Just 1 second. Let me just find it. Should have underlined it. Yeah, 7, right, correct. There it is. Thank you. In 7, the entire haphazard collection of vines is deemed a vineyard. This applies to all vines that are planted within 16 amas of one another. That's an important point. So you go ahead and you have all these vines, and so the way I understand it is that so you'll have in this mess of vines, you'll have two of them, which will be, or four of them, which will be aligned in a square, and one tail. So even though it's not part of a pattern that necessarily, it worked out that way. It worked out that way, right? That this is what was left. So that's called Kerem Hadal. So as long you have, apparently you have to have 10 within the Beisah. What's that? Within the 2,500 square, within the 50 by 50 on a square. And within that 50, within those 10, there has to be at least one configuration. I think that's the idea here. Yeah, we're going to see. We're going to see more about the 10 in the Gemara. Very good. So, so obviously the fact that it's called a Kerem Dal, obviously is going to be so you can't plant within Dalanamas of the outside, and each. Yeah, and each vine has to have dalanamas in each direction, and inside also you can't plant unless it's 16 amas of space. Okay, kerem shuhunatua be'arbuvia. Now, if you have one that was planted chaotically originally, not that it was destroyed. So miyesh v'lacham v'shtaim k'neged shalosh. If there are two parallel rows with two k'neged two, hareza kerem. It's a kerem. It's a vineyard v'mlav in a kerem. So again, this is like I don't see this as being there's not much difference here in terms of
it's the idea that even if it's not, it doesn't have kavana to make the configuration, and the configuration somehow is seen, it's still considered a kerem. Is that the cup?
So first of all, I'm sorry. I have to back off something. I read your footnote 7. That's going on this case, footnote 7. I don't know why I read it. I got mixed up. So 7 was this case where he planted that way originally. The previous case, let's look at footnote 3 again. Remaining vines are arranged in 2 facing 2 and 1 protruding vineyard configurations. The exact arrangements... Okay, so I guess we'll have to see it in the Gemara. The Gemara goes into a lot of detail about the 10. Okay, so, but over here, what is it? They were planted haphazardly without any pattern, and 5 vines are aligned in accordance with the 2 facing 2. Okay, so...
Right?
Yeah, for sure, Beis Hillel. And Dov was asking, what's the chiddush of the Gemara? What's the chiddush of this case? So I guess he didn't plan it that way, or?
No, I'm saying he didn't have kavana.
He didn't have kavana.
He did it by Rabuvia,
and it just worked out that way.
You could see some kind of four plus a zana. So we're saying that even if he doesn't have kavana to make a karam, the karam is still there, so it's considered a karam.
This applies to all vines planted within 16 amas of one another.
So
the chiddush is going to be. Let's be clear about this. The chiddush is going to be that all the other vines which are not planted in this pattern, they are barbuvia, are all considered part of a vineyard. Yeah, they're all part of the vineyard. So I get that would be the bigger part of the chiddush. Okay, well, let's leave that alone for now. Ramei Reimer, Hoyel Vahunir Katam Neskromim Hareza Kerem, that it has the appearance of a Kerem. In other words, even though it doesn't have the exact structure, he has it over here. 9, the collection of vines, albeit chaotic, appear to people as forming a vineyard configuration. So therefore, he says in the footnote that Rav Meir holds that the only time you need Shtayim Keneged Shtayim, that's by a small number of vines. But when you have an entire plot planted with vines, even though they don't form that configuration, but Rabbanan held that it has a tzura, that this is like a vineyard, and therefore you have to have dalamas. That's a Rameir Shita. Okay? So if you have a lot of vines planted chaotically, even if none of them are Shtayim Keneged Shtayim, according to our mayor, the whole thing is going to have a halacha like a vineyard. Okay. Amar B'yekanon. Hikarachas HaKerem, Hikarem Shacharav. He's comparing the language. The previous parak began Kerem Shacharav. This parak begins Kerem Shacharav. I'm sorry. Previous parak began Karachas HaKerem. Was that right? What's he comparing? He's comparing Karachas HaKerem with Kerem Shacharav. Okay? So he's saying, what's the difference? So Kerem, Karachas HaKerem, it's Makrikon Oysa Meyam Tsoi. That's talking about where the it happened inside the middle of the Kerem. That's where things fell apart. But Kerem Shacharav, Makrikon Oysa Meyam Tsoi, then it's falling apart from all sides. That's just an observation. Reb Ze'era Machmi L'Chavraya Chai Shurin Min Shoiva Shoiva. So the way he described the Mishnah was like this. We have nine rows. So in the picture, you have 1 through 9 going down the length. Okay, so let's go north-south, going 1 through 9. And shova, you're going to have 7 across, A through G, right? A, B, C, D, F, G is 7. So it's a 7 by 9. That'll be the original configuration. Then Nisav Shura Pura Shura Lishisi. Keep a row, Nisav Shura, Pra Shura, take away a row. That's the way to read it. I didn't read it right the first time. Alright, Nisav Shura, keep a row, Pra Shura, remove a row, Lishisi, going down the length. And the same thing. Nisav Shura Pra Shura Le'erev, and then keep a row, remove a row, going across the width. So you start off in the diagrams. You can see we got rid of A. We left A in place and got rid of B. Left C in place, got rid of D, and so on. Then in diagram C, we removed row 2, 4, 6, 8, right? So now you're left with, right, a framework of roughly, let's see, how much is the 4? And it's... you have 20. So you have 20. You're left with 20 in C. Okay? Now.
Swami, can you just back up? Why are we doing this again?
We're trying to describe how you can have a Kerem Shacharav. And this is an example of how a Kerem that certain vines destroyed all over the place.
Yeah, I saw it right.
And we're gonna, and this is a way, he's gonna describe it. Okay. So, No, we're gonna see in a second why. So this is explaining the Mishnah. So let's keep going. Nishtar Rishon Esrim Gefanim, you left with 20 vines. Now, Nasav Tati Mikan Vatati Mikan. Now we're on 44B. You take two from here and two from here. That means the north end and the south end. So you're gonna take out
1A and 3A.
Right? Yeah. Second. Footnote two. Vines 1A, 3A, 7A, and 9A. Okay, 1A, 3A, 7A, 9A. Leaving only one row, one vine in 5A. So that's the Tati Mikan. You're going to take out two vines from the north, two vines from the south on the western side. Okay? Then you're going to do the same thing again. Economy con. You take one vine. What's that?
It's like this.
So now you're going to take away, in column E, you're going to take away one from E1 and one from E9, right? That's five. Hold on a second. And then you're going to take away, did I skip something here? Yeah, so it's Tati, I'm sorry, so it's twice, it says Tati Mikan, Tati Mikan, Tati Mikan, Tati Mikan. So it's two on both sides, both the western side and the eastern side. So you're left with 5A, 5A and 5G. So those are the, in column G, you only have those single vines, and you're taking away one from each end of column E, okay? So you've taken away 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. You've taken away 10. So you're left with 10, okay? Yishtarusham Eser Gefanim. You're left with 10 Gefanim. Now, Hadad Desninon, this is what the Mishnah means. Eser Gefanim LeBeisah. So when the Mishnah says that you have, if you're left with 10 Gefanim in a Beisah, Nimtzu, so what you end up having is Shtaim Keneged Shtaim, V'achas Yotzei Zonov. If you look at it, so take a look at it like this. Look at all the single ones. This is the trick here. Look at all the single ones as if they are tails. Okay. So you're going to have two to the north. So two to the north. So let's take the north. Let's take that first. Okay. So let's take 5C, 5D, 3C, and 3D. We'll take that. That's a configuration of a square. So now the tail of that would be 1C, right? And the north side. And on the west side, 5A will be the tail of that same four configuration. We reuse the four. In other words, you use that four over and over again, right? And then you have the same thing with the south, right? And the same thing with the east, right? So it's Shtaim Keneged Shtaim. If the Gemara just does its fourth, it just repeats itself.
It's not the same to the south. To the south, it's 5, 7, 9, 9.
Right, yeah, of course. In the south, you're going to use 7C, 7E. And 5C and 5E as your 4. And then you're going to use 9C as your southern tail.
Mm-hmm. Again, why are we removing 10 of these haphazardly?
We're trying to explain the Mishnah. The Mishnah said you have 10. If you have a Kerem Shenechrav, it said that if you had 10 left over in a base saw, we're trying to explain how it's possible to have 10 left over in a base saw, where it's the Tuas Kehokasan, where they're planted Kehokasan. How is it possible to have that? So this is what he's explaining in this structure here. Does it make sense?
Yeah.
Yes. Yep.
Okay, it's fairly simple, actually. Shtayim k'neged shtayim. Okay. 7, 8. Yeah. Okay. At roya kilo acheres natur kan. Kilo acheres natur kan. Kilo acheres natur kan. Kilo acheres natur kan. Now the Gemara is, I mean, it's just repeating the same words over and over again, but it's saying a very simple concept here. We mentioned before that the missing vine in a So if you were to make an imaginary, so let's take the imaginary vine, the diagram G, right? Let's say take diagram G. So you have one E, right? So one E is the missing vine, right? So we're gonna imagine there's a vine there. And then we have, instead of just using 5 C and E and 3 C and E together with the zonov of 1 C, you're also going to now have a zonov. It won't be a zonov anymore. It'll be part of a completion of a three-row vine now we have, right? Because now you'll have 5 C to 1 C, and you'll have 5 E to 1 E. You'll have two rows of three vines.
So just so that we're squaring it off.
So you're going to square it off, because we mentioned before, if you remember in a previous parak, we talked about how do you calculate the dalan amis of the issa malacha outside of a kerem cotton like this with a zonov. You put an imaginary one in the corner, and then you make the four amis area a rectangle around. Not at an angle. That was one sheet that was an angle. But we're going to go that, I think it was Rabbi Yochanan, I think, said that you go ahead and you fill it out like it's a perfect square. So here the Gemara is doing the same thing, right? Footnote 10. Yeah, he says it's Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan stated before that you do, there's an imaginary sixth vine, right? And that in line with this, the Gemara states, in our case of destroyed vineyard, we suppose the existence of imaginary vines opposite all four tail vines. We extend the borders of the vineyard accordingly. Okay? So let's just keep going beyond that. What else does he say?
So in the Gemara, it only mentions it three times.
Yeah, but there's a bracket here that adds it a fourth time.
Oh.
In the English side.
Okay.
It says 9... Since an emendation follows Rosh Hashanah. Okay. So we're going to add that a fourth time. Okay? So here we go. Now, we're going to discuss the four corners. So let's take, in the diagram H, you'll see there's a P in all four corners. He calls it P because it's proposed imaginary vines. So it's parking. Looks like parking. Anyway, P. So it's a proposal. Meaning, the Gemara is now, let's just speak out what the Gemara is going to say. The Gemara is going to suggest, listen, now that you've got, why don't you go ahead and already extend an imaginary vine to the corner? Because you've got your vineyards here, and the same way you extended to the tail of, let's say, for example, 1E, you made that a tail. You made an imaginary opposite the tail. So extend the imaginary vine the opposite side of the tail. Go from 1C to 1A and make an imaginary vine there. Basically, what that would create is, it would be exactly the same Issa Malacha when it was standing, was fully planted, as if it was when it was carved. It would be exactly the same.
So you wouldn't have to pull any out.
Pull any what out?
You wouldn't have to pull out any vines.
I'm not pulling out vines. These vines were horrible. This happened on a natural disaster. Okay? This is just... Okay, so let's go on to 44B2.
You're saying if you do diagram H, it's the same as diagram A on previous page, 2 pages back.
Diagram A from 2 pages back?
Yeah,
44A. Let me go back. 44A what? 44A3, diagram A. Yeah, right. That's right. That's the fully planted thing, yeah. Okay, so let's see here. So Lita Khan, Einat Yoho. You can't plant an imaginary vine in the northwestern corner. Shuhuzana. The northmost vine is a tail of the vineyard to its south. Now, what that means is that, let me see which one we're going to use here. Yeah, C1. C1 is the imaginary, I'm sorry, not, it's not, C1 is the actual one. But the E1 is the imaginary one, right? C1 is the real one, E1 is the imaginary one. So when they refer to the northmost vine is a tail. The tail is the C1, okay? So,
you can see that in
F. So, Ein Zonov Lazonov, there's no tail for a tail. That means the northern vine provides a basis only to extend the full rows northward. So the shot's like this. C1 can offer 3C and 3E to extend forward to 1E. Because that's a full line there. It's not an imaginary line, it's a full line. So you can pull, in other words, not that those two alone are full, but so 5C and 3C and 5E and 3E, those you're pulling that those two forward with C1 to E1. That a Zonov can do. A Zonov can extend full lines, but the Zonov cannot fill A1 because 3A is imaginary. It's not full. That's what I was trying to say. Ein Zonov Lazonov. There's no tail for a tail. And the Gemara is just going to go around the square and just keep repeating the same idea over and over and over again. So let me make sure. Does anybody have any questions about what we're trying to say here? Because the rest of the page is really just a repeat of this same concept over and over again, just going around the vineyard.
It's like you can imagine one, but you can't imagine two.
So I mean, let's just speak it out. And just looking at the picture, looking at diagram H again. On 44B1, look at diagram H. So you're not going to be able to do, I explained why you can't do A1. Let's go down to 9A, okay? So 9A, it's the same idea. You can extend 7E to 9E because that's pulling forward full rows, because row 5 and row 7 are full in the middle. So you can pull them forward with that tail of 9C. But you can't pull 7A, you know, 5A, 5C, 7A, 7C, because that's not a real vine. So it's not a full vine. That's what it means by Ein, what's the language? Ein Zonov Lazonov. So that's what it's going to do. It's going to go around the whole thing and just repeat the same idea. Right? Ein Zonov Lazonov. Lita Kan Einat Yochol, Shu Zonov, Ein Zonov Lazonov. Litakane at the Yochel Shuzon Vainzon of Lazonov. Litakane at the Yochel Shuzon Vainzon of Lazonov. It's just going around. It's very wordy, but it's just basically saying the same idea.
It's just telling us that we can't plant any, we can't imagine the ones in the four corners.
Right. Exactly. So what's the point? What would be the point of imagining into the four corners?
This way you're totally squaring off your whole vineyard.
Right.
As opposed to looking like a plus sign.
Then you can't plant it. You can't plant other things within 4 hours of that whole big rectangle.
Yeah, so that's what we would accomplish. We would accomplish that you wouldn't be able to plant around the entire vineyard. It would be no different. But the fact is, that's not true. There is a certain area in the corner where it would not be. I mean, I don't know. See, it's kind of misleading. The language of the Gemara is Lita Kan Einat Yochol. You can't plant it. You actually can plant. What you can't plant is you can't plant an imaginary vine here. That's what it says. But the truth of the matter is, the fact is that the corners are now outside of the vineyard, right? and you actually can plant another. Because it's not the core vineyard. Am I right about that? Am I right about that? 1 second. So let's go back to the Mishnah. Now that we've explained the Mishnah, I didn't do this before. So it says, Kerem Shacharav. Mishnah again. If you have 10 vines in the Beis area, and they're planted with the configuration of a vineyard, which we're explaining now that we have Shtaim Keneged Shtaim Vezonov all the way around. So Hareza Nikra Kerem Dal. And so it has the legal status of a vineyard. So are we saying the original configuration? The Gemara seems to be saying no, that the original configuration is to a certain extent lost. Sides, the corners. Yeah, in footnote 4 in the Mishnah, it says, now, however, they combine to form a vineyard. Foreign plants must be distanced 4 amos from the perimeter of the vineyard. From the perimeter of the vineyard. So what does perimeter of the vineyard mean? So the perimeter of the vineyard, we're going to have to say, means besides the corners. Is that what we're saying?
We're saying the whole rectangle.
So you're saying that the rectangle includes the corners, which are empty.
Yes.
So then, what was the point of this whole discussion about litakan einat yochel? What's the point of that? I'm not following the point. If that's the case,
we were trying to bring it back to the original configuration. We said you can't do that because you can't make a zona from the
Yeah, but if the Mishnah is saying that it's a kerem dal, and the whole thing is osir, so then I don't understand what we're trying to accomplish by saying that you can or cannot imagine. Once we give it a din of kerem dal, the whole thing is osir. I'm not 100% sure about this. I'm gonna do a little more Ian Macavusa and I. Abe, we're gonna have to work on this. They have to down Meyer here, so I have to leave. Okay, everybody, Shabbat Shalom. Thanks for stopping by.